Parshas Chayei Sarah, we read that Avraham hears of Sarah's passing, and it says, Vayavo Avraham lispod l'Sarah v'livkosa. He comes to eulogize Sarah and to cry for her. And I want to raise two questions. Firstly, the order seems to be reversed. First, there's crying, there's that acute pain, the feeling of her loss, and then there's articulating the eulogy, describing the person, the personality. So why is it lispod l'Sarah first and then v'livkosa? Secondly, if we look at the phrase lispod l'Sarah, so why is it that Sarah's name is mentioned in the word lispod l'Sarah with reference to the hesped, to the eulogy, Sarah's name is mentioned, yet v'livkosa, there we use the pronoun. Why is it that we mention her name lispod l'Sarah? It should have been lispod la v'livkosa. We know who we're speaking of. We know that it was Sarah that who had passed away. So when we speak about a eulogy, we have to recognize that the eulogy serves a very different purpose than the avelos itself. The avelos, and the Rav explained this in his hesped, particularly for Rav Chaim Heller, which is written up. By Joseph Etzstein, Shirir Harav, where he says that regarding the Avelos of Shloshim and Shiva, so that's defined by certain acts. But when we speak about eulogizing, so a eulogy, Hesped is an instrument so that we can realize the goal of bringing on, of eliciting grief and sorrow. The Node of Yehuda, when his wife Liba passed away, so he wrote a eulogy and spoke about Sarah. And he mentioned this point, that it says, Lispod l'Sarah v'livkosa. When it comes to crying, he notes, that there it says to cry for her, the pronoun her is used, and not the proper name. But eulogizing, Lispod, that's l'Sarah. There, it's the personal name, by the name she was known. And he explained that Avraham was really setting an example for all hespedim in the future. A eulogy has to be specific. It has to somehow alert the sensitivity of others to the personality. The person, as the Rav even explained, the one who gives the eulogy is an artist, where he's able to somehow interpret and portray and create, give a true recognition of the person who had passed away, not through exaggeration or understatement. Person has, he writes, and I quote, he must excel in exactitude and objectivity. One may not overstate the truth or minimize it. So although when it comes to crying, so that may be something that's almost uncontrollable, but it's not something that's clearly verbally expressed or articulated. When it comes to the usual eulogy, that's planned intentionally, it's designed, it's well chosen, it's willful. And we're very careful with what we should say and not say in a eulogy. And therefore it's lispod l'Sarah. V'livkosa means to cry in general. But when it comes to eulogizing, we have to be very careful. It's more cerebral, something that's calculated, something that's well thought out and carefully composed. Lispod l'Sarah. Not over-exaggerating, not understating, but getting to the real personality and painting a portrait, the character of the deceased, the abilities, the person's virtues, and what we can learn from that person. That's what Avraham was setting. That was the tone he was setting for the proper eulogy. And if we have the proper eulogy, lispod l'Sarah, then v'livkosa, the order is not reversed. Then we understand there's a great bechi that follows. But that bechi is not only the person, the relative, who's in that acute pain, who's feeling that grief, but it's for everyone who's in attendance to be able to hear and internalize the loss, the great personality, and the virtues of a person from whom we can learn. So therefore, lispod l'Sarah, the eulogy is about Sarah in specific and must be about the person in specific. We need to hear that articulated. That has to be expressed. we need to know the portrait, that which is painted by the one who's giving the eulogy. And then the Liv Kosa, it now brings on extra bechi, extra crying, sobs and tears, a component that now exists not only for the close relatives, but for all those in attendance. I wish all a good Shabbos.